Vrindavan Mahimamrita, glories of Vrindavan. This section is about, the whole major section is Braj Bhajan means Raghunuga Bhakti. And we're discussing about shastras are not required. So now we have the 17th chapter, the 17th shataka, which is the last one of the book. This is 1735. Same na mata, same me pitana. Same na bandhu, sachame sakana. Same na mitram, sachame go rorun. Yo me na brindavana, vasa madishet. She is not my mother, mata nehi. He is not my father, pita nehi. He is not my friend, bandhu nehi. He is not my brother or well-wisher, sakanehi. He's not my relative, and he's not my spiritual master. If these various people, like mother, father, friend, uncle, spiritual master, if they don't tell me and instruct me to reside in Vrindavan, this again is his serious fanaticism about living in Vrindavan. That anyone who says, if your mother says, why you have to go to Vrindavan, you should stay in Bombay with your brother and help the family business. What is this coming? They're not your father. I'm just repeating Vrindavan Das Thakur. Don't say, you're my father. You're not my mother. Are you saying, hey, mom, listen, look at this, page 605. This great saint, Prabhananda Saraswati, from the inner circle of Radharani's Ashtasakhis. She's coming 500 years ago to say that if your mother says, don't live in Vrindavan, and doesn't instruct you and teach you and order you to go there, then you're not my mother, and you're not my father. Then your father will reply, okay, fine. Then my money is not yours either. And my business is not yours, so chalega. Oh, Dad, you are my father, and this is our family business, and by the way. So we have to be extremely detached, and this kinshin, sadhu, and not depend on anything of this world to make a statement like this. And of course, he was that sadhu. So we may be still swimming in the ocean of relativities and swallowing the salty water of mothers and fathers and so-called friends and well-wishers. It was so-called well-wishers. We meet our well-wishers and they say, oh, why do you live? There's nothing in Vrindavan. Why do you want to go to Vrindavan? Stay here, work for me, and I'll give you a raise. What is this Vrindavan? Radhakund, some village. Pigs and monkeys and dogs stealing your clothes and pigs everywhere. How can you give up this hi-fi life of Mumbai to live in such a cow dung place like that? Is it money you want? What is it? You want more money? Take more money. Be happy. Money is God. Money is happiness. Buy whatever you want. So they're not my friends. If my guru tells me, hey, don't live in Vrindavan. But no guru tells any disciple that, because every guru, as far as I know, all the guru bhais I know, and every guru I've ever met, they tell every one of their disciples to live in Vrindavan. Because they tell them that your mind should always be Vrindavan. Gurus meet their disciples. I know one guru, when he meets his disciples in Russia or anywhere, Europe, he meets them sometimes, and they say, oh, Gurudev, this problem, my wife, husband, this, that. So then he asks the question, where is your mind? Krishna Das, I have one question as your guru. Where is your mind? Well, I know you often tell us that our mind should be Vrindavan. We should always remember Vrindavan. And our body is moving anywhere, but our mind, so we should be living in Vrindavan, regardless of where our Prabhupada Desh is or where we're. Our seva stali is, or where we've been posted or delegated, or where we land up doing our life and our means of livelihood and our bhakti practices. But that's all circumstance we may find ourselves in, where we're apparently externally away from the holy Dham. But you've always told us we should never be away from the Dham, always be remembering Gaura and Nitai and their leelas, hearing about them and speaking about them, singing about them, And the same with Radha and Krishna. I know you've instructed us that way to be in Vrindavan, no matter where we are, Ukraine or Russia or anywhere. But I'm not really carrying out your instruction. So when you ask me, where is my mind? I have to say, my mind is in Kiev. My mind is in Mumbai. Where is your mind? In Mumbai. So I think all the gurus, no one can, it doesn't mean that the guru says, pack up everything, close your business in Australia, move your family and buy some little piece of land and live in Vrindavan doing nothing, living off your money. I don't think it doesn't mean that. Vrindavan is too small. Everybody in ISKCON around the world can't come live here. There's not even enough space, especially now. The irony is of Vrindavan right now that over 50% of all the housing that's being built is built. I mean, all the land area and available housing and apartments for rent, they're all built and rented and owned, all those apartments, by people. The 60% of them never live in Vrindavan. So even if you want to come and live here, you won't be able to find any place because there's no vacancies. Everything is taken by people that don't even live here. So you want to come here and live, and you won't even be able to find a place to live. That's what, when you meet the landlords and owners of different buildings, they say it's very difficult to maintain this building because hardly anyone lives here. When people live here, they sweep around their house or in front of their apartment. But it's a horrible maintenance because we have a whole room. Sometimes a window gets broken by a monkey, or we don't know about it, and all dust gets inside, and the apartment gets deteriorated. It is locked up and owned by someone far away. The gurus will tell everyone, what Prabhupada Saraswati is, that the true spiritual master will always point his disciples' mind towards Vrindavan and Mayapur, always inspiring him by talking about Vrindavan, Mayapur, Gauralila, and reminding him, where is your mind? Where is your mind? So we'll continue tomorrow.